Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how are you built for this time that we're in? What are your natural, let's call it inclinations? How are you designed? And this is an ongoing series. We did last week, we talked about our human designs. And now we're going to be talking about our cards that we're born to, that we're playing out, and we can't help it. So that's how we're built. And in order to appreciate how we're built is to become familiar with our cards and understand each other and be more accepting of everyone's differences because we have different cards. And so to understand all this better is our card expert who has a wonderful book called Play Your Cards Right. And you can find out about your cards by going to his website, lifeelevated.life. So we welcome back to Energy Stew, Alexander Dunlop. Alexander, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. Pleasure to be here. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
Well, I'm so glad that we could help people understand why they and the people they know are behaving the way they are.
Yes, it's so helpful, as you said already, to have compassion for each other. And that's what I often hear when I'm doing, let's say, couple sessions and one person hears what the other person's cards are. Like, oh, no wonder he does that. Or, oh, no wonder that's how she is. And then it helps us to see each other with new eyes and appreciate each other, have compassion for each other.
Right. And I know also from my family how everybody is playing their cards and they're all different from mine. So, but not everybody knows about the cards.
Right.
And so when we do, and we know why things are the way they are, it doesn't necessarily help the people who don't know why they are where they are. And then they question us, you know, our limitations, because we can't be more than our cards. Mm. We can condition ourselves and do better. You know, my wife is always trying to get me to be a better two of clubs, because I'm a four of clubs. But how can it be a better two of clubs? But at least I can watch her and say, oh, I'll try to do better, like you.
Well, I think what it is, Peter, and maybe this is what you mean anyway, there is a high side to each of our cards to play. And we're talking, of course, about the deck of 52 cards, the quote-unquote regular playing cards, this ancient knowledge, the sacred geometry of our lives hidden in plain sight. And there is a high side to each card. And when you're playing the high side of your four of clubs, you would actually have this, you'd give your wife the safety and the security that she's really looking for in her two of clubs.
Good. So I have to tell her that.
Well, that's what your gift in the four of clubs is, that you make people feel safe with your knowledge and your clarity.
Right. And my desire, you know, to know better, that's all. Yeah. It's fascinating to me how, because I've learned so much over these recent years about our cards and watch people and understanding them better through their behaviors on the plus and minus side. So I think today we want to do is look at how life is pushing us to manifest our cards or manifest ourselves to be the best we can and understand ourselves better.
Well, we're certainly faced with a crisis/opportunity to do that. As the old Chinese proverb goes, may you live in interesting times. And we certainly find ourselves in unprecedented times. And what happens when the familiar markers go away and the familiar routine goes away is that who we are really shows up. We don't have those boundaries and barricades in place in our life anymore. So those familiar points of reference are gone, and then who we are really spills forth. And yeah, so it's even more helpful to know our patterning in this time, to know how we're going to respond and show up.
Right. Yeah. It's very smart, very important that we're seeing ourselves much more bare.
Yeah. Stripped down. We've been stripped away, and now we get to look at ourselves.
Right. So let's talk about some cards.
Yeah.
Let's start with aces.
Sure. So what we're talking about is what happens when you're confronted with a crisis situation in your life. What's your, let's call it, knee-jerk reaction to a situation as it confronts you? And again, your cards are determined mathematically by your birth date. So they're set in our life. And if you're born on a certain day, then you would be born as an ace, as you're saying, Peter. And aces are always looking to prove themselves, to prove that they can master it, that they can rise to the challenge. They want to be self-reliant. I got this. I can do this. But if they don't think that they can, or they don't think that they could master it, they will feel utterly worthless and shrink back in defeat. So it's a very all or nothing. Either I'm going to ace it, or I feel totally worthless and useless.
But also an ace is the beginning of the deck. And yes. So a lot of these people can be saved by coming up with new ideas, having new impact in different ways, depending on if they're an ace of clubs and they come up with new ideas.
That's right.
If they're an ace of hearts, they come up with new relationships and new ways of working with others. Mm-hmm. And if they're an ace of diamonds, they invent new things.
Yes, a new physical solution. An ace of spades is a new revelation, new right. consciousness. Well, if we do it like this, then this will work better for us.
Right.
And yes, absolutely. You're absolutely right, Peter, that the aces are looking to generate a new idea or a new solution. But the problem is they may feel this burden, or they may feel like it's all up to me. I have to figure this out. I don't have anyone who I can count on. I don't have anyone who I can rely on. It's all on me to do this.
So they become originators, and that's aces for you.
Yeah.
So they might feel burdened by it, but they're here to have that power.
Well, they are. And let's say this too, that aces would not be as troubled by this quarantine, because aces are okay being alone.
Interesting.
In fact, a lot of aces like being alone. They prefer it.
Interesting.
It's a solitary energy.
And yet, if you're an ace of hearts, you want to build relationships.
They do, but they're also comfortable in their own presence.
Good. Right. An ace.
they're comfortable with themselves. Usually.
One. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They keep the company of one. Right. Whereas if you're born as a two, this quarantine could be really challenging for you, because your life is your relationships, your interconnection. So for your wife, Debbie, it might be particularly challenging that she can't connect with people the way she would typically want to.
Oh, she's going all out on the internet, right. On Zoom.
Yeah, she's looking for connections.
She's connecting all day long with people. And
so these are the people who are building Zoom and making Zoom what it is, and Skype and anything else they can use to connect right now, because that's what twos are about, is how do we connect together?
Right. And two of clubs wants to share their ideas with others. Mm-hmm.
Connect their ideas.
Right? Mm-hmm. Two of hearts want to share their hearts with others.
Yes.
Two of diamonds just want to share everything they have.
Share the practical things of life, right. And share financial solutions.
Good. That's smart. And the two of spades
is sharing a vision. What's our dream that we can do together? What do we imagine together that we can do together?
That's great. Now, let's come up to another, a more difficult number, actually. It's a three, because it stirs the pot more.
Yeah. Yeah, the three can get probably the most overwhelmed of any number.
Yes, they the take most, on too much.
And there's the most variety, as most possibility. Which way do we go? What is the pathway? And for threes, they're all, they need to learn how to find their own true north. But there can be so much white noise and so much distraction and overwhelm that it can be challenging for them to march to the beat of their own drum.
They join the distraction all the time. They're actually seeking it out because they're jugglers. They're used to juggling. They don't know who they'd be without juggling.
Right. So they get lost in that. Let's think together, Peter. How would a three feel about being quarantined?
Not enough action.
They'd feel stifled. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd feel really stifled, and yeah, they need you because you're right. They need that variety and that stimulation.
Right. And so, three of clubs just wants to stimulate their minds with others more. Mm-hmm. You know, they're more group oriented.
Although three of clubs can be writers, so this would be, if you're listening and you're born to play a three of clubs, now's a great time for you to write that novel.
Yeah, and it would be a complex novel too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And the three of hearts just really wants to have as many people in their lives as they can.
Yeah, emotional connection, sexual connection.
Right. And the three of diamonds wants to share a lot, and
they're physically creative, and they're tactile and spatially oriented, good spatial relations.
Right. And the three of spades,
well, they're downloading consciousness. They can be artists, musicians, healers. They're channels of consciousness,
and busily so.
Yeah.
So let's come up to the fours.
Fours like being at home. Not a big deal. Let me just enjoy my home. I'll enjoy my sanctuary.
I'm a four, and I'm basking in being in my sanctuary.
Yeah.
I don't feel a need to give it up, although I like to be out in the world, but not as much as most people need to be.
Fours, it's represented as a box in the sacred geometry, and it's enjoying your box, enjoying your structure, enjoying your organization.
Right. And I'm a four of clubs, so I really like to have things figured out as much as possible. What's the truth? What can I depend on?
Yeah. I like to organize your mind and organize the ideas.
Right. I love that. And then
four of hearts is the relationships. We want to have organized, structured relationships.
Yeah, could be a family. You want to make sure everything's in the family is in order.
So for a four of hearts, that could be challenging right now if you have extended family that you're not living with. That could put a lot of tension on your four of hearts energy, wanting to make everyone in your family safe and secure.
Yeah.
If they're not in your home with you, that could be challenging.
Yeah. Interesting. And the four of diamonds?
Is organizing what matters most. Organizing our financial structures, our health structures.
Right. Everything in their place.
Everything in its right place.
Yeah. And the four of spades?
Four of spades is organizing what we believe and what we do. It's organizing, again, our consciousness. And interestingly, though, four of spades tend to be very busy because they like to have action. They like to be doing things.
Well, the universe is infinite, and and so they can climb into that infinite and try to make sense of it.
Absolutely. That's a good way to put it. So the four of spades, it could be that they're comfortable in their meditative Zen state, or they're chomping at the bit to get out there and do things.
Wow. Okay, good. Now let's talk about fives, because fives might be the most uncomfortable.
Might be. And they do not like the four walls. Get me out.
Yeah. Yeah. Very difficult.
Well, they're the adventurers and the explorers.
Yeah.
So this is really going to be challenging for anyone who's born to play a five. Although I have a couple of five of diamonds in my family and they're doing fine. They're finding other creative projects. My daughter, five of diamonds. She's doing photo albums. She's cleaning out her closet. But she's having a really hard time with the homeschooling and she doesn't like looking at a computer every day. She wants to interact. She wants to be in the classroom setting.
Yeah, more.
Yeah.
Wants bigger, better, more.
Well, it was stimulation and connection, not just learning in front of a computer screen.
Right. So the five of clubs wants more knowledge.
More knowledge. Yeah.
And the five of hearts, more relationships.
More people. Yeah, more people.
Yeah. And the five of diamonds, more things.
More things, forever shopping.
Yeah. And the five of spades just wants to expand more in the universe.
More of it all, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So let's jump up to the sixes.
Sixes are trying to make everyone else obey the quarantine. Sixes are trying to make sure that everyone follows the rules.
Right. Everything has to be correct. It's a very Buddhist number in that if you do everything correctly, you get your nirvana. So they're very clear. They don't think that way. I mean, they think that way, but they don't think about being Buddhist, but they definitely act that way. And so they want to make sure everything is the truth. I have a six in my family, six of clubs, and everything has to be clearly truthful, well-researched, make sure, as you say, follow the rules.
Yeah.
Everything has to be quite exact.
And sixes would be really upset to see other people not following the rules or not acknowledging or obeying social distancing, things like that.
Right.
So it really irks them if other people don't follow the rules.
Right, very clear. So six of clubs is all about how smart you can be about that. Six of hearts would be making sure all your relationships are functioning correctly.
Well, and being caring for all the people, but also caretaking them and like taking on that burden on yourself. Like it's up to me to make everyone right and happy, you know? And
yeah, that's good.
To an extent, but all sixes can be controlling if they're not aware of it.
Right. Very fussy.
Yeah.
And the six of diamonds is very fussy about having everything in correct order.
Yeah, finances, health, your house, everything should be aligned.
Right. And the six of spades, what is that going to be like?
Six of spades is they can get really cynical about life because in their imagination and in their dream, everything is perfect and clear and true. And then they look out at the messy reality that is our world. And it can be terribly upsetting to them that our messy world never seems to line up with their crystal clear vision of what it could be.
I think so far, you know, we've gone through a lot of numbers and we've gone through each suit, but we don't have a lot of time left. So let's just do the numbers and people will know from the experience of how we're talking about each suit,
okay,
how they can relate to the numbers. Okay. So let's look at the sevens.
Well, the seven is a flip-flop. It's up or down. So people with the seven energy, they could find themselves like, oh, this is fine. Doesn't bother me. I can go along with it. And then they flip down into feeling the despair and the doom and the gloom.
Right. So it's really a magical number. And it can take you into good magic or dark magic. And it's up to you as a seven to play it as you want the good results or not.
Right. Well, and be aware of the flip-flop, because sevens get upset at themselves that they're flip-flopping. They try to be like sixes where everything is straight.
Right.
And I always tell sevens to accept the fact that you go up and down.
They have to be very responsible for their energies. So let's talk about eights.
So the eight is this energy, the eight, and they can be very infinite power, but then they can try to control everything and constrict everything. And I've been talking to people born to play in eight energy, and they find themselves trying to juggle everything, and I'm going to control everything, and I'm going to go to work, I'm going to take care of the kids, I'm going to get the shopping, and I'm going to do the health thing and everything. I'm going to hold it all together.
An extreme desire to be successful.
And they can get frazzled by all the effort of trying to hold it all together.
Right. So, and then the nines, you're a nine, right?
Mine is the nine of hearts. And so nines transcending the situation or falling down into the pit of hell. And in the first week that this really hit, it knocked me off my game, and I was surprised. I was exhausted. I just was tired all day. And I felt really energetically down. And again, it caught me by surprise, but the nine can go all the way down. And I consciously worked to lift myself back up.
I think of it as an aspiration number. You aspire to have as much as you can of whatever situation you're in.
To make the most of it, to do it to the nines, to really suck the marrow in.
Do it to the nines. That's great.
Do it to the nines.
So
it works either way. Like, we go down in the nines and we suck the marrow of all the pity and the woe is me, or we go all the way up to the transcendence.
So let's look at the tens.
The tens, like the fives, may be having a really hard time now, because the tens are social butterflies. They like to disperse and connect. And so this could be challenging for tens that are forced to be contained.
They extend themselves a great deal.
They do. Right. But they also need to learn how to be in their own solitude. So this would be a really great opportunity for tens to practice being in their own solitude. Right.
Tens can get overwhelmed by
totally
the responsibilities they take on.
Yeah.
And then the jacks.
So the jacks are the generators, in a similar way to the aces, to generate ideas and generate solutions. So it'll be jacks who come up with the new insights for us about how we can best confront this situation.
Right.
You know, it's the jacks who can put their thinking caps on right now and come up with answers.
Jacks are explorers and experimenters.
Yes.
I'm a jack also, so
Do you feel, Peter, do you feel like this crisis is stimulating your jack energy to come up with ideas?
Very much so, yes. Yeah. I love that. I want to help explore and experiment with opportunities.
Right.
So the queens.
Then the queens, like the sixes, being fussy, trying to make everything perfect. And trying, but at the same time, the queen is an advocate and nurturing energy, and so they're trying to nurture all the people in their life, but at the same time try to make everything perfect and straight and true.
Well, they're responsible for their queendom.
Right, and they're responsible for the people in their tribe. They feel responsible anyway.
Right, exactly. Well, it's a big responsibility to be the queen, and yet they want to nurture as much as possible, but they want to be able to be successful at it.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the king is here to chart the course, to be the one who says, we're going this way, and this is the law, and this is the way, and this is the truth, and this is the life. And so we need good leadership right now.
Yeah. And they take on a lot of responsibility. They're willing to. They really want to own their kingdom and be good for it.
So now's the time for kings to step up and show their leadership, show their authority, because we need good leadership right now.
And we'll get it from them too.
Yes, kings are ready.
Yeah, that's great. So we're almost near the end of the show. We've really zipped through these last cards, but I think people will have a good, solid understanding, basic understanding of what we're talking about, and they can find out so much more by going to lifeelevated.life. You can even find your own cards there.
Right. And yeah, if you don't know your cards, you go to lifeelevated.life and you can look up your cards. You'll find out your birth card, and so you can relate to what we're talking about here based on what your card is.
Right. Can they get cards of their family there?
You can also. You can look up cards in your family as well. This is a free lookup tool. It's part of the mission of the nonprofit organization that I started.
That's wonderful. Alexander Dunlop, you know, it's such a gift to talk with you, and you have such a, you know, profound understanding of the nature of life, because the cards are the window to life.
Thank you. I believe so. These are the fundamental patterns of our reality. And as you say, we're all playing them out all the time, whether we realize it or not.
Right. And the more we can get familiar, not only with our own cards, but those immediately around us, the more we appreciate why we are the way we are.
Yes. And the more we know how to play our cards right.
Right. And we have a hand of cards, so it's not just our birth card. There's also a ruling card, which is a personality card.
Yeah.
But there's so many, there's a hand of cards that... Yes. Are playing out, including shadow cards, et cetera, that's good to know about.
Well, exactly. And this is, I detail this in my book, Play Your Cards Right, A Sacred Guide to Life on Earth. I lay out the 13 cards in the life path and give you the interpretations for each of them.
That's wonderful.
So yeah, you can see all the different aspects of your cards to play.
That's great. Alexander Dunlop, it's so great to have you back on Energy Stew and talking.
Thank you, Peter.
And this
is a pleasure.
Thank you. This is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.